Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, December 14th, 2017. To follow up on the murder case in Wilmersdorf on November 5th, as previously reported on Berlin Briefing, yesterday, the Murder Investigation Commission released information that one suspect was arrested and has been kept in custody since November 16th, and two accomplices have been identified but are currently on the run. The investigations have drawn a clearer picture of the events of the night. Initially, three men and two women planned to rob the owner of a Späti, but failed. After the owner left the store at 10:45 p.m., she was attacked outside in a parking lot by the same group. She screamed and alerted her 21-year-old son, who lived close by. He pursued the two attackers to confront them, was stabbed, and died shortly afterwards. The suspect waited with the two women in an escape vehicle and drove the group to Wedding, disposing of the murder weapon en route. The two women are being investigated for assisting in an attempted robbery, and the driver of the vehicle received an arrest warrant for collaborating in a murder. A 30-year-old former Pirate Party politician from Brandenburg has been sentenced to a 1,500-euro fine by the Potsdam District Court for a tweet in which he praised an attack on a police officer. In the Twitter message written in mid-June, which has been deleted in the meantime, he praised a gunshot wound to the head of a 26-year-old female police officer in Munich. The policewoman has been in a coma since the act and is unresponsive, as reported by a police spokesman to the DPA on Wednesday. According to the judge, a crime of approving criminal offenses and insults was clearly committed. The defendant read out a multi-page plea but never apologized to the policewoman's family. The politician received the sentence without showing any emotions. The Berlin Police Union welcomed the sentencing, though stated that the court decision was not equal to the dreadful statement, but at least a sentence was given, said union spokesperson Benjamin Yendrow. The Berlin Senate wants to further restrict the commercial short-term rental of Berlin apartments. There are several gaps in the so-called Zweckentfremdungsgesetz, a law that wants to protect living space from being commercially used. Private persons will be allowed to sublet apartments they live in for a maximum of 60 days per year without special permission. They will need to report this to the local district authorities, however. Leases for more than 60 days will have to be reviewed case by case, but Urban Development Senator Katrin Lomscher said that permissions will be very unlikely. Also, landlords who leave their apartments empty instead of putting them on the rental market will have to face restrictions after 3 months instead of the current 6 months. Rental platforms like Airbnb want to review the new plans, but spokesperson Alexander Schwartz thinks the new rules are a step in the right direction. The bill was passed by the Senate on Tuesday and is expected to take effect in May of 2018. The BVG has announced plans to extend the U3 line and connect Zehlendorf and Friedrichshain. According to a confirmation by a company spokesperson, they are currently in talks with the Berlin Senate. This was already the case before the Berlin Wall was built, so the technical hurdles are comparatively low. Currently, the U3 commutes between Krummelanke and Nollendorfplatz. The Austrian airline Niki, founded by Formula One world champion Niki Lauda in 2003, filed for insolvency at the Berlin-Charlottenburg District Court and is discontinuing flight operations immediately, as announced by the Air Berlin subsidiary. Lufthansa withdrew its offer to take over Niki and its 21 aircraft yesterday. According to the largest German airline, their decision is the EU Commission's rejection of a takeover for reasons of competition law. The purchase agreement concluded in October could not be executed. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.